Blog Talk Radio.
Security guy.
by now that code is dead. It means the curse is gone. But come on, do it again, cause now it's time to move on. Come on, do it again, just like I did it before. They can close the code, sounds good, it's a year for more. They're living up their best and getting ready to score. But come on, do it again, and then they'll do it some more. Yeah, we'll shout it from the bleachers till you understand. Kind of faith it takes to be a Cubs fan. If you never stop believing, let me hear you roar. Come on, do it again, just like you did it before. Yeah. The records on the field are old as our fans. Steal foul balls from our own players' hands. We fell for things and still believe it. If you understand, say yeah. Do it some more, yeah, we'll shout it from Chicago. Will you understand? Kind of faith it takes to be a Cubs fan. If you never stop believing, let me hear you roar. The Cubs will do it again, just like they did.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.
This show is made possible by the following sponsors.
NapervilleAlarm.com is pleased to be the official alarm company and sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show, serving the southwestern suburbs and Chicagoland. Families and businesses for over 13 years, providing security, fire protection, CCTV, and more, including smartphone technology. Let NapervilleAlarm.com customize the security system to suit your needs. System monitoring starting at $19 per month. The Dolly McCarthy Show listeners will receive 20% off installation. Visit NapervilleAlarm.com/Dolly Promo for your discount. All Service Limousine, where service is their middle name. Book your next ride at 877-GetLimo.com. Naper Settlement, where history comes to play, is another proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. Check out napersettlement.org. Divine Beauty Lux Spa, they are your sunless tanning professionals with answers to all of your sunless questions. Get that nice sun-kissed summer glow, especially on a day like today. Check out Divine Beauty Lux Spa. Arthur Murray Dance, they have locations in Naperville and in Oak Brook. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. Check out ArthurMurrayNaperville.com and mention the Dolly McCarthy Show. Your first class is free. Naperville Trolley and Tours, they have four beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, bat and bar mitzvahs, and so much more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. Book your next ride at 630-420-2223. Ding, ding!
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
I love my aunt Dolly.
And I love you too, Jakey. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Dolly McCarthy Show. This is a good show. I am your host, Dolly McCarthy. It's good to be here. Oh, my goodness. Let me just say, I just flew in here today. It is a blizzard. Well, not really. It looks like a blizzard from the studios here at WCKG. Looking out, it's a whiteout. And it usually takes me like 15 minutes to get into the studios from where I'm at, my old studio in Naperville at my home. But now I'm over at the WCKG studios, and it took me like 30 minutes today. I forgot. Nice job. Nice job planning. Ha! So I was sitting in traffic, and I call everybody at the studio. I'm like, oh, I'm running late. So I just flew in, and I sat down like 2 seconds ago. Ah, that's show business. It's good to be here on this beautiful wintry day in Chicago. I know some of you in Arizona are listening and you're laughing at us. Yeah. How are our Cubs doing out there? You heard earlier flying in here, my producer John played a Cubs song And I want to do a shout out to my buddy Michael Reiser, the Michael Reiser band that put that Cub song out. You may have heard it. We'll try to play it again if we have time later in the show. But it's a brand new Cub song. It's called The Cubs Will Do It Again. And you can hear the Michael Reiser band play that song. They're coming up and they're having a gig. Michael emailed me last night. Let me get the details. It's at MT Barrels in Schaumburg on Friday, March 6th from 9 till 10:30. They're going to be playing, and they're going to play that Cubs song there. So you can hear it live there. You could also go to Michael Reiser's Facebook page and vote for that song. There's some competition going on the Chicago Cubs are having, and they're trying to pick a brand new song. And I love that song. Michael Reiser was in the studio last week with us, or 2 weeks ago, was it? My God, all time flies. We had some fun times here talking about, my Cubs, how I love my Cubs. We have a great show today. Lots of good guests on today. In fact, in just a few minutes, my friend, Chicago radio legend, Eddie Volkman, will be joining us and talking about his brand new radio show. It's kind of unusual for a radio host to be plugging another radio show, right? But it's a podcast. It's harmless, and it's Eddie Volkman. He's no competition. No, I'm kidding. I love him. He's got a great show. He's going to be back on the radio. It's been a while. We're going to talk to him about his new podcast and get the lowdown on what he's been doing lately. We're also going to talk to a representative from the Les Turner ALS Foundation. And in the studio joining me today, so you might hear her laughing, I hope, because, on this show, we have good guests. We bring you good news and at least one good laugh, right? Julie from the Bright Side 3, let me make sure I say her last name. Cornack, right? Julie, put the mic in front of you. You can talk. Wait, I can't hear you. Uh-oh, your mic's not on. Hey, John. This is okay. Oh, you're on.
I'm on now.
Oh, there you are.
Yay.
Julie Cornack, am I saying it
yes,
right?
Yes, it is, yeah.
She's ex-executive director and founding member of the Bright Side Theater in Naperville, right?
Yes, yeah.
And you've got a great show coming up. We're going to talk to Julie a little later in the show, but for now, she is my laugh track.
Yeah, I know,
I'm
cute.
Your job is to laugh at my corny jokes. Usually, I do this show, and I'm by myself majority of the time, and so I'm laughing, and my kids are like, Mom, you laugh at yourself a little too much on that show. I need a laugh track. That's what I need. Yeah, the big studio audience is here today. Anyway, we like to bring you lots of good news and good guests like Julie. And if you would like to call into the show, I might answer your calls today. 347-945-7215. As always, we do have a jam-packed show, but I'm hoping to take a few calls. We're going to have a conversation with Eddie Volkman coming up in just a few. Stay tuned.
I said hello.
Hey, you know what? Did you guys hear this? This week, a man from Naperville, a 70-year-old retiree, won the lottery. I mean, the biggest lottery in Illinois history. Did you hear that, Julie?
I heard it, yes.
The largest jackpot ever in the history of Illinois goes to a Naperville man.
Good for
him. You know what was cool about it? When I was talking about this with friends of mine in my office around the water cooler, people were saying, I hope it's a young guy. It's always old men that win. And I think it's good that old men win because they're wiser and they'll spread the love. They know what charities they're solid on what they want to donate to, who they care about. Their family is pretty secure. Yep. They know who to give it to, and they're smart. They're not going to spend it on motorcycles and wine, women, and song, I'm just kidding. But anyway, so it was a 70-year-old retiree, and his name was Jesus Davila. So Jesus, if you're listening, I would love to interview you. What are you going to do with that? I guess after taxes, he gets $178 million. Hey, not bad. Mm-hmm. Not a bad paycheck there, I have to say. Sunday night, we were over at the Hollywood Palms. I don't know if some of you seen my Facebook page. You might have. We had a really good time out there. Mancow and I hosted the Academy Awards party for a sold-out theater of folks that were there to support the Children's Advocacy Center in Chicago. So I want to do a shout-out to everybody who showed up. We had a great time. Hey, a shout out to the birthday boy, Ron, who turned 60. He brought his family to that event. I had a good time. Mancow stuck around for like 20 minutes. He was supposed to host it with me all night. Yeah, he said to me, well, Dolly, I got to go because I got a radio show in the morning. I'm like, what? I have to work too. What are you talking about? I don't know if you guys have heard, but Mancow is in this competition in Chicago. We'll talk about this with Eddie because I want to get Eddie's feedback on this. But anyway, the night was a great night. I want to do a shout out to Brijan Couture in Naperville that set me up with the beautiful dress. They did a great job. He was picking out a dress. I actually told him, I don't know about this one. I don't know about this one. And they were like, yeah, you're wearing that. You have no choice. But yeah, I love that. I go in, I buy a dress, and they tell me what to wear, you know. But they did a great job. And they also got me a dress for the Chicago Auto Show. And I picked out a black dress. And mysteriously, that was gone a week before the auto show. She said, oh, I don't know what happened to it, but we've got this pink dress for you. And I thought, I don't know if I could wear it. And sure enough, it was a hit. You know, I felt like a princess. So Brijan Couture in downtown Naperville, they do such a great job. Go in there and say hi to my gal, Sue. You know what's so funny? The owner, Sue, I have to say this really quick. Sue is the owner, and I just loved her. I'm like, why do I love this woman so much? We were talking, and she is from the northwest side of Chicago, where I grew up. And so we were talking. She went to Notre Dame High School. I went to Mother Guerin. I said, well, I went to Wilbur Wright College my first 2 years of college. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait a minute. What street did you grow up on? I grew up on Roscoe and Malvina. She grew up on Roscoe and Malvina, across the street from me.
Oh,
but
wow.
They moved in, and she's one of, like, I think she's got, like, six sisters or something like that, and I'm one of 14. I'm like, how did we not know each other? But they moved in, like, 4 years before we moved out. Oh. And I was kind of, you know, I was in college. I had a boyfriend. I was busy. I really wasn't around Roscoe Street too much. But it was so funny. We grew up together on the northwest side. Same street. Isn't that a ride?
That's
so
great.
Anyway, say hi to Sue over there at Brijan in Naperville. And she does an amazing job. That woman has got a great eye. And one more shout out, because my makeup artist, Sang Lee did my makeup. If you ever need runway makeup for anything, I mean, this it takes a village to make me somewhat presentable. So I'm saying hello to him. Thank you to my village of people. My daughter, by the way, my 10-year-old daughter did my hair.
Aw, sweet.
She is so talented. So she does my hair for these fun little events that I go to. But we had a great time getting back to the Academy Award thing, Academy Award fundraiser party at the Hollywood Palm. It was a great night, and Mancow, yeah, he left after 20 minutes, took a few pictures, told me, hey, Dahl, I got to go, and I had to run the show the whole night. But they loved me. I did a reenactment of Sally Field when she won the Academy Awards.
She liked me.
It was
you
hit.
Liked me. You really liked me.
Huh? Yeah, great. Julie, you're awesome. Fantastic. You did it better than I did. Anyway, so we had a good time, and then the next morning, of course, Mancow wants me to be a co-host on his show. Like, so you have to leave early. Which, you know, I wanted to stay anyway. I didn't care. You know, I figure we have plenty of time to sleep when we're 6 feet. Is it 6 feet under? How many feet under do we go these days?
I guess as low as they dig you.
There's not much land left, so maybe it's 6 feet. Maybe it's 20, and then they can pile people onto. Oh, jeez. In this lot, we have. Anyway, so morbid. All right, we're going to say hello to my friend Eddie. Eddie, where is he? Let me see. Here he is. He's calling in. I think he's sitting in a parking lot in a snowstorm. Hey, Eddie.
Hi, morning.
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
I'm sitting
at the lot of where my daughter has her gymnastics class, but mommy took her in, and now I'm watching the late arriving gymnastics moms hustling in, you know. You're going to be at the Sochi Olympics whether you're 4 years old or not. Hurry up. You know, so.
Oh my God! Hilarious. Well, okay.
There's some funny intense moms here.
Oh really? And you're not intense, Dad. I see. We're friends on Facebook, and I see your little 3.5-year-old Amethyst daughter is gorgeous.
Right.
She's a doll. You know what I love? You and my friend Heather Horton. You guys post pictures of these adorable gals, and I feel like, and since they were born, and I feel like I'm their aunt, like a virtual aunt. I adore them from afar. And I just want the best for them, and they make me happy. They make me smile, and I'm laughing. You know, it's funny. My kids will not let me post any pictures of them. They won't. No.
Really?
And they get mad.
Oh, that's
it. I'm like,
I just take now my other kids are older, so they post their own things, and I, without permission, just steal and repost their pictures when I like something, so they have no say in it.
Oh, too funny. Well, she's a doll. Okay. So, you know, we've never met.
I worry – I worry about her because she's got that little charming face that will get her out of trouble most of her life. And I'm thinking, you know, the world's kind of unfair, but, you know, she giggles her way out of trouble, whether it's with her teachers or her mom or even her dad, you know. And I said, that's not going to work all your life, you know. Sometimes you're not going to be able to bat your eyes and get out of every ticket. Like, well, I guess your mom does it, so, you know, more power to you.
Well, you have – so you have older kids from your previous marriage. And so what's different this time around with Amber?
Well, part of it is, you know, since it's my wife is Amber, the kid is Amethyst, I guess we have a precious rock theme going through the house.
Yeah.
So I said, if we have a son, what are we going to name him, Cole? You know.
No.
But my wife, it's her first, so she's obviously more frantic and, you know, everything is, you know, dangerous and all that. And I have four other kids that are in double digits that never had so much as, I don't even know if they much scraped a knee, let alone broke a bone or anything. So I'm much more calm and relaxed because, you know, I call it grandpa euphoria because they all made it without any serious problems. So I think if you're diligent and careful enough, your kids are going to be all right, you know, and they're going to have their bumps and bruises, but not to freak out every time they fall off the sofa or anything.
Yeah, yeah. But so you find that you're a little bit more relaxed and enjoying it, and you're letting your wife freak out more.
Yeah. And the other difference is I haven't been, you know, all the other times I'd always been working my morning shift, and now I'm up with her in the morning, and it's, Daddy, play. So my performances aren't on the radio or haven't for most of her life, rather than sitting on the floor making Winnie the Pooh or Tigger go, you know, making voices and putting on shows for her, for an audience of one as opposed to a couple million.
Yeah, and how nice that you've had that chance to do that. But you're coming back. Eddie's been on, for those of you listening in other parts of the world, all of Chicago knows Eddie Volkman. You are a superstar, rock star, Chicago legend. Hey, I grew up, I didn't grow up, I'm not going to say that because you're not, I'm not, well, whatever, forget that. What I want to say is, yeah, I listened to you in high school. I'm going to skip all that. My high school years were spent listening to Eddie and Jobo on B96. Everybody, even
yep.
Julie sitting here in the studio and she's going, yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. And you guys were so crazy. What was the craziest thing you ever did on that show?
A lot of the things that were the craziest were things other people did on the show. People would do anything to win tickets. They would, you know, jump out of airplanes. One guy rolled his riding mower over a bunch of pop bottles in a warehouse, you know, shattering glass, everything, to win Bulls tickets. And a couple of guys skinny dip at 7 in the morning in Buckingham Fountain, to win Bulls tickets. A guy climbed up on a water tower and spray painted our names on it in the middle of downtown. But some of the crazy things we did were, one time we had a feature taken away from us by corporate in New York. So we barricaded ourselves. And this is the thing people bring up the most, barricaded ourselves in the studios for about 3 days without much food or water or whatever, until we finally got our way. And people thought it was a stunt, but it was, it actually, we had planned to do a stunt, and then we decided not to because it seemed too hokey. And then when something really went wrong, we already had the means figured out how to lock the studio and keep the transmitter on without them being able to shut us down. So we actually went ahead and ran with it.
God. Do people send you food or slide it under the door for you? And how did you survive?
They tried, but we didn't know if it was a ploy by management. We actually had, I think there was like a pop machine in there or something. So we just subsisted on carbonated sugar beverages for a little while. And eventually, you know, sometimes you just, you know, when your adrenaline's flying like that, you just, you know, don't really need to eat or sleep.
So you took a break from Chicago radio, and now you're coming back with a podcast, right? The podcast called the Eddie V's Road Show.
Right. The concept being that we're going to record it live on locations, which is, you know, what you have an audience, you have a studio audience laugh track, you said there. So we're going to have a laugh track of people in bars who laugh at anything. You know, you walk in, you trip, and there's a chorus of laughter. So it'll just sound kind of, the ambience of, you know, it is, after all, an audio medium. So to hear, you know, plates clanking or whatever might be kind of fun. And you can find a litany of different types of people to interview and talk. But mostly we're gonna be talking about Chicago and goings on and having some fun and some of the old things I used to do, like some of my strange parody songs will be on there, and the something we call the Senseless Survey, where we call poor innocent victims and just ask such stupid questions that we befuddle them. But today, about around noon today, we're going to debut the first one, and it'll be, I'll have it on my Facebook page under Eddie Volkman, the link to it, but it's with the Radio Misfit Network, but it'll be on iTunes and lots of other outlets.
Now, is today's show going to be at Harry Carey's? Did I read that right, or is today a
soft launch? No, the next one will. We did kind of a trial show in studio to get it kicked off, just to get a feel for what we have, you know, how the structure is going to be. Plus, it was different for me not taking commercial breaks and occasionally slipping a naughty word in because it wasn't, you know, over the actual radio. Not that that's my style, but, you know, I had to actually get a rhythm going before we could start regularly producing these, especially with the distractions of being on location. But so we have kind of, it's kind of called a test show that we start today. So if there's a few bugs in it, hope people will be forgiving and come back for the second and third.
Now, what's going to be different about this show as opposed to the work you've done previously? Everybody loves you, loves your style. I mean, you're still going to be Eddie, but what's going to be different? Anything major?
Obviously, since I'm the main host, I don't have to share mic time. And what was very unique about our show is about Jobo and I is we always said we did what the other one didn't or couldn't. And Jobo, you know, was the first to say he wasn't a humorous guy, even though he wasn't punchline funny. He was kind of quirky funny. But I'm not into talking about gossip or the seedy side of celebrities or speculating on, you know, people's problems or anything like that. I like a fun, happy-go-lucky. My show would be less investigative reporting and much more Saturday Night Live. It'd be much mm-hmm. more like skits and fun, because that's what I like to do. I've always been more of a comedian than a actual DJ. So I expect to yuck it up a lot. It's basically pure entertainment. No hard news dwelling, unless it's I'm taking the humorous side to it. So
yeah, kind of taking a break from radio for a while. How long have you been off the air in Chicago?
A little over 2 years, which seems like it flew by, because I was on B96 only a little over 6 years ago, but have been on two stations since then. Was on WJMK, which is K-Hits, oldies, and even part-time and some fill-in stuff on WLS-AM, which was weird to go on, you know, political talk radio, which at the time they leaned much more politics into much more political realm than they have now. They've kind of, you know, now they, I don't know what they're doing. I don't know what they're actually their focus is now. But it was when we were on, it was during the governor election, and you know, we had the gubernatorial candidates on all the time, and it was much more intense time.
Well, we're talking to Eddie Volkman, who's coming back to the airwaves, I guess you could say, or this is a podcast, so people can hear it online only, right?
Right. You know, what's funny is the number of people I have on Facebook that are either friends, followers, or Twitter followers, or Instagram, or the social media in general, it's amazing how many questions I have from people saying, what channel is it on? What time?
No.
I go, whenever you feel like it. You know, it's a podcast.
And then, Eddie, it's so funny. You'll find this. If they say, well, how do I hear you? I go, well, you can listen to WCKG or 89.9 FM in Chicago, but I have it it's a podcast, so you can click on this link. And I provide the link, and they go, what channel again? The link. Click on any time, which was really is really cool because when your smartphone, when you're sitting in a parking lot while your daughter is in her class, like Eddie is right now. Thanks, Eddie, for calling. Are you cozy in that car? You're not cold, are you?
It's great. It's great. The windshield's getting a nice coating here so that the people that think I'm talking to myself don't get to see me quite as much yet. It's becoming a cool little snow fort. So.
So you can hear it anywhere. Eddie, you're from Chicago. You and I are from Chicago. You're from the northern suburb. I'm from the northwest side. Same thing. Are you a Cubs fan? Safe to say
fan? Yeah. Well, I'm you know, actually, I played baseball in high school and college, and first and foremost, I'm a baseball fan. So the problem was Jobo had four or five brothers, I'm not sure. He had four brothers who really loved the Cubs and a dad who loved the Cubs. So just to aggravate them, he became a Sox fan and genuinely hated the Cubs. So on air, for balance, I always took the Cubs side. Now, people confuse the on-air persona with the real person if you don't really know me. But I go to an equal amount of both games because I appreciate the game. And if there's a good player like Paul Konerko on the south side, I appreciate him. Whereas if there's a jerk like Carlos Zambrano on the Cubs, I'm not a fan. So I'm much more a fan of people that play the game right and the game itself. So, but I went to more Cubs games because my dad... People say, Eddie Volkman, is your dad Harry? And I go, yeah, you should see my mom. You don't have a rim shot there, do you?
I got it. Hey, Dad.
Because my dad worked for Channel 9 WGN for many years, during my formative years of like 8 to 15 years old, my dad was on WGN television, so we had access to anything from Bozo Circus to Cub games and the broadcast booth. So, you know, when you're able to go to that many more Cubs games, you naturally, develop an affinity for that team.
Yeah, and I think being a Cubs fan and going to Wrigley Field, you've developed a love for baseball in general. You just become a fan of America's favorite pastime. I don't know if it's America's favorite pastime anymore. Hockey seems like it's eclipsing everything here in this town. But I feel bad. I try to bring my kids every year since they were born to a Cubs game, and I just think that's something you have to do as an American. You know, you have to sit in a ball game, and people say, oh, it's boring. So what? Talk to your kids. Here's a great opportunity to sit back, throw back a few in the sun at Wrigley, and spend quality time with your friends and family and kids. And it's so funny, when I go to Wrigley Field, when you go to Wrigley, you sit down, I'm sure people know you and recognize you all the time, but it's never fails. I run into someone I know sitting around me all the time. It's so funny.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's true. Well, and especially if, there are certain places, I usually sit in about the same place, and sometimes there are people you know from the actual game or people know you from the radio. I one time I wore my Cubs, the Cubs gave me a jersey and said Eddie V on it. And so I was walking out of the game and some extremely drunk guy came up and he goes, dude, I love you. And I said, oh, thanks. And he goes, no, man, you are my hero. I loved you for years. And I go, great. And he goes, man, Pearl Jam rocks. And I went, oh, no, I'm not Eddie Vedder. No. See, I'm 6'2". He's about 4'9". He has a beard. I don't like it. He thought I was Eddie Vedder with my Eddie V jersey. So, because Eddie Vedder's a big Cub fan.
A few drinks.
Thank you very much.
But, Eddie, you know what I've been saying about you is, you know what? Oh, well, all of Chicago knows you and adores you. And you know what? You're one of those guys. You're a true Chicagoan. You're approachable. You're funny. You kid around. I mean, let's face it, I'm not a comedian, but, you know, I think people in Chicago, we have a great sense of humor. We're quick to laugh because we just want to enjoy life, you know? And you're one of us.
Yeah.
You're one of Chicago's very own. Can I say that here? So it's really cool that you're going to be back on the air, and you can easily click on this link. What's the link? Go to radiomisfits.com. Eddie Volkman.
Yeah, or like I say, you'll be able to go. There's actually eddievolkman.com, which will take you to it starting like sometime today. I think they said about noon to be safe. The podcast will be up. So eddievolkman.com, VOLKMAN. So.
You know, one more thing I want to tell you. When I was an intern, my first one of my first internships was at Channel 2, and I met your dad. He's such a tall guy, you know? He really is. Well,
yeah.
When I was, you know, I was only 18. A really nice man.
Yeah, he's,
kind of
well,
a
he's,
quiet man.
He's 89 now, so he's shrinking a little bit. he's doing well. We just had a big family thing this weekend.
Oh yeah, good. He's doing well. Now he was on for how many years? Like 40 years in Chicago.
At least maybe almost. I think over 40 actually. He got the Silver Circle Award. He was on TV before I was born, so I know he's been around a while. His first TV job in weather was right out of college in Oklahoma, and he actually issued the first public tornado warning in the entire United States against the wishes of the military, who were the only ones that had access and that would do that. But it saved so many lives in Oklahoma that it became regular practice then. So that's kind of his claim to fame.
Hey, isn't that something? That's really cool. I had no idea. He's a legend. He's a legend in Chicago, as are you. You both are. I bet people are really excited, and I know I am. I'm excited to hear your podcast, and I got to get those laughs back in. It reminds me of high school, all the crazy things you did. One time I called your show, too, by the way, and you hung up on me. I wasn't going to bring it up, but I think you will. So you're going to have to make
it
on
me. Did we hang up? Well, see, here again, I wasn't in control of the phone line. Somebody else had their hand on the button, and that's another advantage to doing my own podcast is someone else can't cut someone off. Only I can do it now. So.
Well, I'm looking forward to coming out to one of your locations, maybe Harry Carey's. Maybe Harry Carey's. I'll pop in there. I like Harry's in River North.
Hey, can I plug a band gig Saturday night in McHenry County? Where it's at the I forgot the name of the church. It's
a. You are? You still have your band?
Yeah. We're playing one of our most rewarding gigs is this Saturday night. It's for the McHenry County Adult Program. It's a benefit for this small but really important group of their severely handicapped kids, and I forgot the name of the actual condition, but they and their families come to the gig, and it's at the St. It's on my Facebook page. I could look on my phone here. It's on McHenry Road if you wanted to look it up, but we play from about 6 until 11 o'clock, and there's food and there's an auction, and the band is called Chef Dan and the Appetizers for reasons you can look up. It's a long story, but we play classic rock. I sing everything from Stones to Kid Rock to everything in between,
and
we have a lot of fun.
Well, I'm glad to hear the band is still together.
Oh yeah, we have gigs coming up all this year. I'll be plugging those on the podcast too. So I appreciate you having me on.
It's great to have you. Okay, one final question. Who are your guests that you already have booked on there, or can you say? Or how about this, if you don't want to say, who is the dream guest that you haven't gotten yet and you want to talk to him or her? Hint, hint. No, I'm kidding.
That's hard to say. I have to go through my Rolodex and see what celebrities that were on, you know, a major station with 2 million listeners would be willing to come on a podcast that's just starting out. So, Brian Urlacher's always fun.
Yeah. You know what you'll find? Those podcast listeners, my listeners, are very devoted. When they click on your link, they're engaged in listening for the entire time you're on your show. How long is it? An hour, 2 hours?
It's about an hour. About an hour.
Yeah. You'll find that these are more engaged listeners. And so they listen to the whole show. And it's almost like a cult following, you know? It's funny.
They're engaged. There are no married people.
Really listening. That's what I meant. You hear me?
Yes, I know. Eddie Volkman,
it's so great to have you on the show. We've been talking to Eddie Volkman, Chicago radio superstar, son of Harry Volkman.
You're too kind.
I'm really excited to listen into your RadioMisfits.com podcast. Check out Eddie V's Road Show, folks, coming up. And actually, what time today can people tune in?
They said check it out around noon to be safe. It might be up before then, so you can check now if you want.
Okay. Well, say hello to your beautiful wife, Amber. It was great to meet her at the Emmys. last fall.
Yeah, that was fun. With friends like you guys, who needs Emmys?
That's right. I hear you. I have never won. I'm going to be like Susan Lucci.
Lucci, yeah.
I'm going to be like, don't let me win.
It's coming.
Eddie V, good to talk to you. Next time, come in the studio.
Dolly, thanks. I will.
Safe. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Have you been thinking about straightening your teeth and don't want to wear braces? Hi, this is Dr. Manel Ibrahim, American Board Certified Orthodontist and Invisalign Elite Provider. Here at Innovative Orthodontic Centers, I use the most innovative techniques to provide outstanding treatment to all my patients. And with Invisalign, the clearest way to a perfect smile, it is literally our secret that you're straightening your teeth. Come and talk to me about accelerated Invisalign, perfect teeth in half the time, and see what the buzz is all about. At Innovative Orthodontic Centers, we are also an impression-free office. Can you imagine that? No more molds of your teeth. Using an intraoral scanner, we take a video of your teeth that gets sent right to Invisalign. Call 855-563-3735 or visit us at orthocenters.org. I look forward to meeting you.
Innovative Orthodontic Centers, voted best orthodontist in Naperville 4 years running. Call 855-563-3735. Start accelerated Invisalign the same day as your consult and receive an iPad mini. Stipulations do apply.
The Dolly McCarthy Show is proudly sponsored by the Naperville Park District. They provide recreation and park experiences that enrich the quality of life in our community. Bracconi's locations in North and South Naperville. It's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. Check out Bracconi's.com. Sullivan Steakhouse, offering guests a unique steakhouse experience with delicious food, fun, and cocktails. Check out Naperville. SullivanSteak.com. Yeah.
You're listening to the Molly McDarthy Show.
Yeah, that's not right.
You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
That's better. Let's roll.
Okay, guys, we're moving right along. I'm running a little bit behind. Julie is being so patient here. She's sitting across me. She's from the Bright Side Theater. She's the executive director and the founding member of the Bright Side Theater. We're going to talk to her in just after a few little PSAs. Coffa King County, the Dolly McCarthy Show, is a proud sponsor of Coffa King County's Children's Champion Celebration. They are having their black and white diamond ball. I'm so excited. I get to bring the bling on again. You know, I love to wear that bling. I don't know why. I just love to bling it up. Saturday, March 7th at the Q Center in St. Charles. I am so devoted to this cause. My only wish is that, well, that all of these children can be protected and put into good homes. But I also want to be a volunteer so bad for them. But you really have to be dedicated. I couldn't do it because the dedication and the amount of time it takes. And so this is really a testament to the incredible volunteers they have at CASA, all CASAs across the country. Not every state has a CASA. That's the sad thing about this. But since 1988, CASA Kane County has been supporting and representing the best interests of hundreds of children in the Kane County juvenile court system. There's a CASA in DuPage, there's a CASA in Will, there's many CASAs in Illinois, but not one in every state. Let's put one in every state. Every child needs an advocate. And anyway, I'm going to get off my soapbox, but CASA Kane County is having their big fundraiser of the year on March 7th. The Dolly McCarthy Show is a proud sponsor, and we hope that you will come out and join us for that. My buddies, Love and Money, are playing. This is one of my favorite bands in Naperville. They're playing out at Base Camp on March 7th from 9 until midnight. Base Camp's a new bar in Lyle. It's really cool. It's at the base of the ski hill there. The ski slope. You could talk to it.
Yeah, I know.
Laugh.
Yes,
I will.
When I point,
that means laugh.
I got the cue.
You have a job today. And they're also, Love and Money's also going to be playing at Powder's Place for St. Patty's Day Party from 8 until midnight on March 13th. I love Love and Money. I got to plug my buddies over there. And finally, the All-State Arena is bringing back Stars on Ice. And guess who's going to be there? On March 21st at 7:30, their Stars on Ice show is going to feature Naperville's one and only Olympic gold-winning medalist. Is that right? Medalist?
Yep.
Evan Lysacek.
Yeah.
So he's going to be there, and we're hoping to get Evan on the show. This guy is so busy. I had one interview with him when he won. I was one of his first interviews on TV after he won.
Really?
He's such a class act. I love Evan Lysak. What he does, he's just a model citizen. He's
awesome.
A great man. And I wish only the best for him. But he's coming back to Chicagoland in Stars on Ice. It's called Dancing for Joy. We're going to be there. We're giving away free tickets. And Evan Lysak, if you're listening, come on the show. We're trying to work that out. But he's going to be there. So tickets are available, Allstate Arena. We're giving out some free ones. But if you are not a lucky winner this time, you can get your tickets on March 21st at the Allstate Arena. Check out the official website for Stars on Ice, or you can check out the details. Here it is, official Stars on Ice website. That's it. I just said that, didn't I? Okay. There's going to be other people there, gold medal ice dancers. Merrill Davis and Charlie White will be there. Ben Agosto, Patrick Chan. That's it. Oopsie. Well,
I don't know.
In Chicagoland, we all love Evan. We're all going for Evan. But we love all those other people. You know what I mean. Whatever. Okay. So, real quick.
You're listening to the Molly McDarthy Show.
Yeah, that's not right. Try it again.
You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
That's better. Let's roll.
Well, it's a one for the money, two for the show. Here to get ready. Go, Dolly, go while you're dancing with those pretty blue sweatshoes. Yeah, down the dance floor with those pretty blue sweatshoes. Go, Dolly, go.
All right. We're dancing in the studio here. Julie,
yeah.
Good girl. She's awesome. Okay, we are back. When we are, I can't even talk, you know. Where are my notes on the show here? I'm looking for my notes on Julie. Okay, I want to give all the details here. Julie is going to be, is this it right in front of me? Hello? Yes, it is right here, Julie, in front of me. Julie Cornack, she's the executive director and the founding member of the Brightside Theater. They put on some really quality shows. I haven't been to any of them. That's the
you
sad
have
thing.
To. You
I'll
have
be
to
honest,
come out.
But I have heard from people, my friends, people out in the community. I've heard you guys on WGN Radio before. You did that It's a Wonderful Life.
We did It's a Wonderful Life, a live radio play this past December for the holidays. It was fantastic.
I've always wanted to see that. And so I heard a little bit of it on the WGN Radio.
Great.
And that was awesome.
Great.
And so now I'm like, oh, yes, I actually am going to go this night. It's March 6th, right?
March 6th is opening, so a week from this Friday.
We probably should say the name of the show.
It is Rumors by Neil Simon. It's a farce. It's actually the only farce that Neil Simon has ever written amongst all the shows that he's done in his lifetime. This is the only farce. And, you know, Brightside started, we actually founded it in 2009 and started production in 2011. And it's myself and two founding members. And, you know, I'm a Naperville resident myself. I've been there for almost 18 years, and I'm raising my three kids there. And, you know, I always love theater, and I'm a singer, I'm a musician, and I wanted to be able to bring Naperville, a professional live theater company that performs downtown Naperville on a consistent basis. We have a season, we have a three-show season, we've added a kids show I can talk to you about, and this we're the only ones who do that, and it surprises me. You know, Naperville is so culturally rich, and there's so much going on for everyone and everything, and yet it was missing this piece to it. So we are a professional company. We're non-equity house, and we put on three shows a year. And we were really built on doing comedies and musicals and really to educate, enlighten, and entertain our audiences and doing it through that. So farce is really my love. I love doing farce. There's some sort of musicality to it, too. So even though there's no music per se, there's the beats, it's the comedy, it's so much fun to do it. We've got an amazing cast, and we're just really excited to put this production on. So
what is your background? Are you in the show yourself?
I am in the show.
That's the great thing about being the boss. You can pick your part and do anything you want.
We do make sure that we pick the right part for the right thing.
How do you audition for your own company?
myself and one of the founding members, Tim Penevic, he's a Downers Grove resident. But we are kind of the actors. I'm typically the musical theater actor. He's a little bit more of the straight actor, doesn't do musicals. And Jeffrey Cass is our artistic director. So the three of us really kind of look at the season and what we're doing. We try to get on stage at least once a season. So Tim tries to get on once and I try to get on once. And we look at the season and what fits, what's appropriate for our age. I can't play a 20-year-old anymore.
Yes, you can. You should see
sure.
her. She is hot.
Oh, we love Dolly. So we pick it. So this particular show, there were a couple different parts that, from an age perspective and from a personality perspective, that I could play. So We actually have a guest director, Aaron Henriksen, who's in for this particular production. And once we hired him, we said, okay, just so you know, Julie's going to be in the cast, but you get the opportunity to place her in whatever role you want. So that way we really kind of fit into what his style is and what he wants mm-hmm. to see for the vision of the show. It's a 10-person cast. It's hysterical. We open in about a week and a week and a day, and we're still having fun in the rehearsal process. We're still finding new bits, and we're still laughing through it, and that's what's fun. And just to bring that comedy to Nate Braville and kind of this lighthearted time, life is a drama, right? So we want to kind of bring comedy and some laughter to the stage.
Yeah.
And I'm really excited to be able to do this. I took a little bit of a hiatus last year and actually traveled with a choir over to Rome. So I didn't get on stage last year, so this is fun
for
me.
You sing too?
I do. That's
wow,
really
you
intense.
Are so. Now, is your background theater and music?
It's been music and theater pretty much my whole life. I do have just a minor in theater, and I took voice since the age of 7. So I kind of hit the church circuit because as a mom of 3, it's really hard. But I kind of sing in the Catholic churches within the Naperville area because they're kind of quick and you're in and you're out. And I'm kind of still giving back to the community in that sense too. So I've always kind of done that. And I've always done theater. But once you do have kids, it's harder to step away and do that. So it was great for us to form Brightside for us and bring it to Naperville. Me being a Naperville resident, that helps from a commute perspective, and I can get my kids, kind of involved in the process. And
are they helping out? Are they helping out?
They're just supporting mom.
How old are they?
My eldest is 9, and then I have twins that are 7.
Oh my god! Yeah, you're busy.
I'm busy.
You're very, very busy.
Yeah.
Wow, isn't it awesome that you could be a mom and then do something that you're passionate and that you love?
Absolutely.
I think that's such a great example for your kids to witness.
And it's hard, and they're supportive. I think that's what's hard to be able to do. I have actually an HR background. That was my career, was in human resources. And once I became a mom, I still do consulting on the side and do that. And I bring those skill sets to Brightside Theater too. So mm-hmm. from a business perspective, I pretty much run the day to day with our artistic director in that perspective. So, but for them to be able to say, okay, mom's still doing what she loves to do, and my husband's supportive for me to be able to do that. There's a lot of evenings you've got to sit the kids.
Oh, poor guy.
I know.
And the guys do not babysit. The husbands do not babysit. Those are their kids.
I know.
I hear these moms, my dear friends. Oh, I gotta see if he can babysit. I'm like, what are you talking about?
No,
those
he's watching
kids.
The kids.
Coming
he's
up.
Not babysitting.
Yeah, right.
He's taking responsibility.
Funny. Okay. Well, Julie, we're talking to Julianne Cornack from Brightside Theater in Naperville, and she's a mother of 3, and she's got kids to feed. So y'all better show up to this show. I'm kidding.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. Okay. Where can they find out more information? Is BrightsideTheater.com?
BrightsideTheater.com. We perform on the campus of North Central College, so we're not part of the college, but we are renters, and that has been our home for the past 4 years. So you can go to our website at Brightside Theater with an R-E at the end .com to purchase tickets and find out more about us, or you can call the box office directly. Right now, North Central College is handling our box office ticket problems and processes, so you can do that at 630-637-7469 or show and come and see the show.
And the show is called Rumors by Neil Simon, hilarious show. I'm going March 6th. Come on with me. I bet you that show is already sold out. But there are performances all the way until March 22nd, right?
Correct.
And then if you miss that, or if you go and love it and you want to see more from the Brightside Theater, they have a children's show coming up, right? Tell us about that one.
So we formed the Brightside Theater Youth Project in our second season, and it is an educational program for kids to learn about how to perform in a professional theater company. So they get to work with all of my professional staff and really learn how to put on a show. So we are doing Aladdin Junior. So it's Disney's production. It runs on Saturdays at 11 and 2 and at 6 p.m. on Sunday from March 7th through the 15th. So it's really where the kids get to perform for kids and for families. So it's about a 60-65 minute production where they tell the story of Aladdin. It's all the fun songs from it.
Did these kids audition for this?
They auditioned for us to put them in the appropriate role for them to be able to grow and to learn. Everybody who comes to audition gets to participate.
Really?
So it is a pay to participate.
Oh, it's a pay to participate. Okay.
But it is, it is a full program. It's probably one of the cheapest in the Naperville area, and yet they get to work with fantastic professional people.
Yeah, they can really learn a lot.
Exactly.
Yeah. And you're giving away 2 free tickets. Thank you for that.
Yes.
2 free tickets to my awesome listeners to see Rumors Can they go any day on this?
Yes, they can go any day on the run. All they have to do on the gift certificate is give a call to our business office. They will talk to me, and they get to pick their dates. We'll put their tickets on reserve at the box office, and they can just come and pick it up the night of the performance.
Awesome.
Really easy.
Hey, okay, we're going to give away 2 free tickets to Rumours, Neil Simon's play from the Bright Side Theater, and we'll give those out. We don't have time to take phone calls today because I'm running late because of the snow. I'm going to blame it on the snow.
It's all about the weather in Chicago.
Well, Julie, you know, I thought you looked familiar. I'm looking at your bio here, and you do sing at St. Peter and Paul.
Yes.
That's how I know you.
Yes, and that's actually the group that I went to Rome with. So,
did you meet the Pope?
He was close to me. I didn't get to meet him, but it was cool. We were actually the last group of people in St. Peter's Basilica before they did the canonization. So it was kind of cool that we were there for that. So it was a wonderful experience, but it's fun to be able to still do my singing thing and still do my theater thing. And Bright Side's just been a fantastic journey for us in these 4 years. And we've got one more show left for the season. We're doing Sound of Music in June. So we just auditioned.
Did you already have auditions?
We just auditioned. We had over 150 people audition in 2 nights.
Oh, my goodness.
So
how do you get through 100? Wow, that's a lot.
It was
a
long day.
I want you to come back on the show.
Please, I'd love to.
We've been talking to Julie Cornack with the Bright Side Theater in Naperville. Yeah. Come out to see her show. Come out to see Rumours. I'll be there March 6th. Love to have you. And we need to pack this place. It's over at North Central College.
North Central College. It's the theater at Miley Swallow Hall.
That's it. Yeah. I like that theater. I really
it's
like that.
It's so
very
intimate.
Yes. I love it.
Absolutely.
Yes.
You'll feel part of the show.
Well, good luck to you
Thank you very much.
Okay?
We'll do.
And I'll see you on the 6th. You're in that show, right?
I am. So
I'll be looking for you. I'll be like, oh, my God, I know her.
So you have to wait till I get out of my costume to come upstairs. So please hang out. And we'll actually, because it's opening night, we do have a reception following in the lobby for everybody. So please join us for that as well.
All right. Thanks so much, Julie.
Thank you.
All right. We'll be right back.
Kiss on the hand, maybe quite continental, but Dolly is a girl's best friend. A kiss may be grand, but it won't pay the rental on your humble flat, or help you at the automat. Men grow cold as girls grow old, and we all lose our charms in the end.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, darling. Why can't you see?
You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
All right, everybody. This portion is also brought to you by NapervilleAlarm.com. We're going to be wrapping up the show here in just a minute, but I'm sorry we didn't get to Kim. I lost Kim McIver with the Les Turner ALS Foundation. I lost her. I'm so sorry. Kim, we'll have you call in or come into the studio and talk to you more about this. The reason why I'm having Kim in is this Friday evening at Naperville North High School, the Dolly McCarthy Show is a proud sponsor of Dodgin' for Lou Gehrig's Disease. It's the 4th annual Dodgin' for Lou Gehrig's Disease Dodgeball Tournament. I'm really proud to be a part of this. My buddy, Wayne Messmer, world-renowned. I mean, everybody knows Wayne Messmer. Nobody sings the national anthem like Wayne.
Not like Wayne.
Absolutely. We're so proud to have him come out and sing and get the festivities kicked off for this great fundraiser every year. Well, this is the 4th year they've done it, but they plan to do it from here until we find a cure for ALS, but this is a great event if you want to bring out all your kids. A great family event. So if you want to come out with all your kids, but you're going to probably be busy auditioning, Julie, or not auditioning, working
I'll be
on the show.
Stage. Yep.
You'll be on the stage. But if your kids, you want to drop them off over at Naperville North, the state of the big gymnasium there, they're going to pack in over 1,000 people come to this event every year. And they're going to be dodgeballs. I mean, there's going to be entertainment, food, cookies. I'll be there emceeing, me and my corny jokes, and I'm looking forward to having everybody there. So a shout out to the Les Turner ALS Foundation. Sorry, Kim. Kim is one of the directors over there. She was going to talk to us more about ALS. We'll have her on another show Sorry, we're running late. Blame it on the snow. I'll blame Eddie Volkman, too. So, anyway, I hope you guys can come out to that. That is this Friday night at Naperville North High School. Check out their Facebook page, Dodging 4, with the letter, or the number 4, Dodging 4 Lou Gehrig's Disease. Check it out, and I hope we can see you all there. And as I mentioned before, this segment is brought to you by NapervilleAlarm.com. Check out NapervilleAlarm.com. And if you'd like to get an alarm installed in your house, just mention the Dolly McCarthy Show, and you'll receive 20% off installation. All right, I am really looking forward to this Friday night. Delaney and Taylor, they are high school gals that put together this Dodging for Lou Gehrig's Disease event, and we're looking forward to supporting them and being a part of this great cause. Everybody, thank you so much for tuning in this week. We'll be back next week with another great show. I've had a lot of fun. Thank you, Julie, for being here.
Thank you.
It's been a good time, and again, we'll be back next week. Stay safe, everybody. Be good to each other, and if you haven't liked the Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook and on Twitter, please do so. You have 60 seconds to get that done. No, I'm kidding. I wanted to say I'm giving away a free night overnight stay at the Naperville Marriott, Chicago Naperville Marriott, for anybody. Well, it's going to be a raffle, so not everybody, but anybody who likes the Dolly McCarthy Show page from here until we hit 5,000 fans, I'll put you all in a raffle. And y'all can win. Maybe one of you will be the lucky winner of an overnight stay at the Naperville Chicago Marriott. Love to have it. So please go ahead, like the Dolly McCarthy page, and follow us on Twitter. Lots more fun things to come. And we'll see y'all next week. Thanks so much, everybody. Take care. Be good to each other. Bye-bye now.
Dolly McCarthy Show. Wow! I feel good. I knew if I wouldn't, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got you. I feel nice. The sugar is fine. So nice, so nice. I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. My love can't do you no harm, and I feel nice. That sugar is fine. I feel nice. That sugar is fine. So nice, so nice. I got you.